himself. This offender is saying that he didn't have a key to lock his padlock, and he's been in prison for over 31 years, on and off. But he was saying that he didn't know that if he shut the door all the way, that the cell would lock, and then he could later ask a staff member to come and open it. So he claimed that he did not have a key to his padlock, and had he not had a key to his padlock, he should have told a staff member earlier so that he would have the means to lock his own door. So it's not that it wouldn't lock, it's just that he didn't pull it all the way shut, and he just didn't lock his padlock.
Mr. Chair, members, just so the members don't get the misimpression that we give the offenders keys to their cells. We're talking about, first of all, we're talking about our older maximum security facilities, and those are locked in two ways. The guards have got a big old key that we all imagine when we think of the keys to prison cells, and we in fact have those. All of our cells, however, lock or unlock electronically. The process that Ms. Lind is talking about is called cop locking. They're given a padlock and a chain so they can lock their own door when they go out to secure their property. If Mr. Netz had a padlock, I have to assume he was given a key. Over the period of 31 years, I would have probably lost that key a half a dozen times. The problem is that if I lost my key, I'd go to the hardware store and pay a couple of bucks to get it fixed. I suspect that that was also the case with Mr. Netz. There would have been a charge for the replacement of his key, and that may have been very well why he didn't have the key, because he didn't want to pay the charge. I don't know that one way or the other. But he could also lock his cell. It will close, and then the guards have to open it. Obviously, that's a problem because the guards are not going to say, Mr. Netz, I'd be happy to stop doing what I'm doing right now and walk up two flights of stairs to unlock your cell because you don't have a key to top lock it. But eventually, he would be put back into his cell. So that's what the situation is here. As it happens, as I said before, some of our folks have got a problem with honesty, and that's one of the reasons we provide them with this top lock situation in those facilities that have the traditional barred cells. Oak Park Heights has got a different system because they have steel doors in their cells. That's our highest custody classification. So in this particular case, the TV was stolen. Now, one of the things that we do is we periodically check people's cells, and there is an engraving that we put on everyone's TV that says this belongs to Mr. Netz as opposed to Mr. Smith. They found this television in Mr. Smith's cell, and it was sitting there, and when Mr. Netz, they did not return it because it was altered. And altered could mean any number of things. Most often, something has happened to the TV where we have a concern that there's either a safety issue. Sometimes they pull the wires out to, for whatever reason. Sometimes they mess with the screws on there. And if we don't have opaque televisions anymore, but they do that for whatever reason to try and hide contraband or whatever it happens to be. So we typically don't allow altered property, and that is why this TV was not returned to Mr. Netz until he left the facility. Now, whether the TV was altered because it was broken or whether it was altered because somebody had scratched out the ID we put on there, I don't know. We don't have the record to tell you that.
So we should be...
I think Mr. Chairman, we can probably leave that one in the batch, and that we need a motion to deny the entire batch except for Miss Number 43, Stacy Stengel, that we've dealt with separately.
The question I have is that we have some of these that have no recommendation. Are we to assume that they are all denials also? 14, 19, 32.
47.
They're all denials. 52. I think the recommendation is in the background, but it's not here.
Oh.
Mr. Chair members, are you no recommendation from the DOC or from Michelle?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have. I've just been. It's been cleared up. This is not the list. This is not the list from here. This is my special list. Okay. So.
How'd you get numbers?
That's right.
I don't know, Mr. Chair. I'd sort of like to talk about Cesar De La Garza and the $100,000 manuscript. in the sake of efficiency and time, motion to deny all claims with the exception of 43 as directed in previous motion by Senator Representative Simon.
Senator Osmek moves to deny the entire list of claims with the exception of the one for Stacey Stengel. Which has a separate disposition. Any further questions on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. The motion passes. With that, seeing no more business before the committee, meeting adjourned.
We have to take these books back.
I assume you want them back so you can reload them for next time.
Yeah, we don't need to pick. We'll take care of the
book. Feel free.
Thank you.
You don't have to carry him back.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking De La Garza home with me. This is right. A good one. I got a couple of friends who work in the street. I can't wait to show them. Oh, yes. They were very entertaining. That one better than others.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Oh, you've had frequent, this is frequent flyers?
I have two of them.
In other words, they just have a problem losing things?
I have two
representatives. Yeah. Or, and then one of the reasons is there is to stay out.
Just to waste me in the house.
Oh, you know, when I paid my $100, they never said anything about this.
No. I'll write you a summary, and then I'll come to the finance.